This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Retirees and employees have voted to accept benefit cuts under Detroit's bankruptcy blueprint, but not all creditors are on board. Kate Davidson reports that two of the biggest holdouts are bond insurers.
Some bond insurers are cooperating with Detroit's plan, but not Cencora, says Alan Schenkel of Janney Montgomery Scott.
They're fighting tooth and nail against the city's proposed settlement, because it'll cost them money.
Cencora and another company insured almost $1.5 billion of Detroit's pension debt. The city is offering 10 cents on the dollar or less. That may not be enough. Eric Scorsoni is with Michigan State University.
Bond insurers got in a lot of trouble in the 2008 crisis. A lot of them were investing in some very exotic derivatives and other things.
Cencora was insuring mortgage-backed securities, says Alan Schenkel. When the housing crisis hit, Cencora lost capital and its AAA rating. This all comes at a time when fewer muni bonds are even getting insured. Schenkel says before the financial crisis, more than half of new bonds got insurance.
This year to date, that percentage is 4.85%.
He believes market share will improve, but it may not happen in time to help Cencora. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.